Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day. From the Order of Preachers around the world, today from the United States, we hear from Sister Barbara Kane. Sister Barbara works as a chaplain in New Haven, Connecticut. The title of her preaching is, God Will Never Forget.
Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowds, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. But I told you that although you have seen me, you do not believe. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me. Because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, and that I should raise it up on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him on the last day. The Gospel of the Lord. Have you ever noticed how God uses repetition to capture our attention? For me, it's often in sets of three. By the third experience, I finally figured out that God is trying to tell me something and I should pay attention. When I read today's gospel with the statement from Jesus, I will not reject anyone who comes to me, I started wondering what God was trying to tell me. I've been getting lots and lots of hints about the need for acceptance and inclusion. I like being included, don't you? Being a part of a religious congregation gives my life an added dimension. Each group I belong to improves my life, even with all the interpersonal challenges that come from being in a group and interacting with others. With all the emphasis on inclusion and how God loves all of us, it's hard for me to understand why people are excluded because of seemingly random qualities, their skin color, their nationality, or their religion. Many people receive the message that they aren't accepted or acceptable, and even that God does not love them because of these qualities. But God does love them. Now, this might seem like a simplistic view of God, but I think God's love is simple. God loves all of us, all the time. This belief was challenged the other day when I visited a young man in the emergency department who had been shot. He told me that he desperately wanted to get off the streets because he had a young son whom he loved dearly, and I suspect that he was concerned that the next time he was shot, he'd be dead. He believed that only God could make this happen and despaired that God would abandon him. I just don't want God to forget me, he told me. If I keep doing bad stuff, God will forget me. I wanted so badly to assure him that God would never abandon him, but the words seemed shallow, even cliche. He's had a lifetime of not being accepted because of his skin color, his immigration background, his economic status. I could understand what he was going through. While I don't have those qualities, I have felt abandoned by God sometimes. I think this is why I've been getting these scripture passages about acceptance and inclusion, to remind myself that God will always accept me and always accept everyone. God will not forget about us, even when we screw up over and over again, and that that we are called to do the same. Accept everyone all the time. I'm not sure if my young patient will get off the streets, or if he will die trying. It's possible that the people who are on the streets with him are his family. It's also possible that he will find a family in his church community, and with their help, he will escape a life that he fears will cause God to forget him. This young man has come to Jesus looking for help, and Jesus says that he will not lose anyone, but will raise them up on the last day. I pray that this will happen for him and for us all.